Boy, some pretty cool jobs you've had, Mr. Pindell.
Good morning, Tony. Yes, thank you. Please call me Tim. Please call me Tim. I have. And it's been since 1991 that we've given out over $5.6 million. We're nearing $6 million now. I didn't want to think that we had done such a great job in just 10 years, but within 20 years we've been close to $6 million. But I have been very fortunate to have some good opportunities, and starting way back in the Air Force days with the American Forces Radio and Television Service, took me to Italy and to Alaska and Texas and New Mexico, and then came back to the States and worked at my alma mater, Western Illinois, for a while, and then to Ferris. And Ferris was really my big break in getting into the sports world, and was at Ferris from 76 to 83. And we ran across each other about that time.
Absolutely. Before I transferred to Michigan State, I was this scrawny kid trying to make the football team at Ferris. And I remember your work there, and we were real pleased for you when you did start working with the Michigan Panthers and then the Detroit Lions. And we have Tim on the show because of a story that I read in this past Sunday's Detroit Free Press. Tim, who's 62 and looks a lot younger than that, had a massive heart attack. And when I read the story, it was just very touching, because as you claim in the story, if not for the efforts of so many people at the right time, you might not be here now.
Well, I think God put everybody perfectly in place that day, and had to be that way. From my wife immediately dialing 911 and not delaying, and her being so calm and cool and collected and making that call while I was in obviously big-time stress. She was awesome. And then the EMTs being there within just a matter of just a few minutes. The fire station was so close, and we could almost hear the sirens as soon as my wife hung up the phone. And then the quick action from all the doctors and nurses and technicians at Henry Ford Hospital, both at West Bloomfield and Detroit. So I was very fortunate, very blessed, and the odds were against me by man's odds to still be here, but I'm here. I'm putting in my work here at the Lions, and we're still trying to win a couple more football games this year, and I still get a chance to do some neat things out in the community.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about how you were in decent shape. As a matter of fact, you were dieting somewhat, trying to eat better, although you did have a thing for fried foods a little bit. But you had been, you know, looking at your health and trying to work on it as much as you could.
Yeah, I had, and it was obvious because I'd gotten up to heavier than I'd been in a long time, and I got that ego. I can't get too heavy, too heavy, and because my cholesterol was high, my doctor was very watchful of that. My doctor of 26 years with the Lions, Dr. Keith Birch, our team physician, who we just love, and so I lost some weight, but I'd spent 61 years of building up some bad eating habits of fried foods and maybe desserts when I shouldn't, or eating fast food on the run going from one event to another, and then foregoing exercise, I think, which was the biggest thing that I had not done in the last few years, and that is not exercising regularly, which is huge for a lot of different reasons, for a lot of different health reasons. And then stress and all that sort of thing that all of us encounter in our jobs and lives, they all kind of build up. But I don't think it was anything that I had not done or had improperly done in the last 6 months or so. It was 60-plus years worth of maybe not taking the best care of myself.
And you had the warning signs. You had been doing some work as late as 9:15, but when you told your wife that you didn't feel well, you had the warning signs that we're supposed to look for and know that it's a serious issue, it's heart involved, and you have to get medical help right away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the only thing that I'd had previous to that day was really a lot of fatigue, which is a warning sign, a lot of unnecessary fatigue or fatigue beyond what you normally think you should have. But that particular day was really heavy pressure and ache, pain, whatever you would want to call it, in my chest and back. And then when it really kicked in, I started perspiring profusely, and then some throbbing in my forearms and my veins and arteries, which was very scary. So you added that all up, and They were classic signs of a heart attack. There's a lot of different signs for heart attacks. Everybody's a little bit different. But the key is not to ignore it and just assume it's indigestion, as I assumed, or it's that, you know, you picked up something heavy that day. And I think we men, if I can generalize a little bit or stereotype a little bit, we think we're indestructible sometimes. And, oh, it's nothing, and I don't want to complain and all that sort of thing. Well, thankfully, my wife picked up after being married 40 years. Well, she knows me pretty well. She knew right away something bad was happening, and that's when she dialed 911.
All right, so you had a couple of blocks. You had stents put in. You've changed everything, the way you eat. You've lost a lot of weight. I've got about 30 seconds. How would you tell us men, when we get a little bit older, to manage this so we can avoid heart attacks?
Now, exercise is incredibly important. Eating right is important. Getting, you know, at least annual checkups is important. Stress tests can sometimes be very, very important to do that. Listen to your body, and your body's telling you something different, get it checked out. Don't be a hero, because you could be a dead hero if you don't react properly.
Tim, enjoy your holidays. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you.